जय जगन्नाथ देव की, जय बलदेव प्रभु की, श्री सुभद्रा देवी की जय। रथ यात्रा महामहोत्सव की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंद की। अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्य। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदादय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। वृंदाय तुलसीदत्तये प्रियाय केशवस्य च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदेये सत्यवत्ये तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां शरणं। As I told you before, Jagannath at first he was in Vrindavan and after that he came to Mathura and from Mathura he came to Dwarka. Dwarka is supposed to be Jagannath Puri. Sometimes we may call Jagannath Puri as Kurukshetra. No horse. But we can see that it is always like Dwarkapuri. Krishna is so merciful, especially in the shape of Jagannath Dev. He is called Patit Pavan. What is the meaning of Patit Pavan?
Beggar of the Pavan.
One Mohammedan wanted to have a darshan of Jagannath. He was pure devotee. But because he was Mohammedan, the priests and Brahmins of worshipper of Jagannath Dev, they don't allow anyone except him. Everywhere in world there are Hindus, they may come. But even a pure devotee who has given up money, wealth and reputation, everything, and he is pure hearted, but they don't allow him. But a Hindu taking so much wine, so much bad habits, and he may be a very wrong person, but they will allow him. If he is characterless, no harm, they will be allowed. We are against of this, but anyhow, they are maintaining, even the Prime Minister of India was Indira Gandhi, and she was not allowed to enter in Jagannath temple. What to say others? They think that she was not pure Hindu, she was any Parsi or other thing. They also have doubt that I am also not Indian sometimes. They tell that from where you have come. I told that I have come from Bihar or Bengal or from Vrindavan I have come. But your eyes are not like Indian. Then I used to tell that you can bring my panda of Pujaranathu, his very high class of worshipper and one of the most important men of Jagannath. My panda came and told, oh yes, he is my, or like this I told, and he is my client. Then they were satisfied. Once I read, there was a girl of Japan, the Chinese disciple of Tamal Krishna. He wanted to see Jagannath. I told that you to tell that I am Manipuri. And she told that I am Manipuri, but there are some doubts and they were following her. I told that at once go and take the thing and fly away from here. So they were also following me, and that devotees also, but they could not trace where she got. At last she took the thing. The devotees were so black. Even they may be of America or of South Africa or anywhere, they will tell that I am Indian. They will believe it. If Govinda Bhakat will go there and he will tell that I am Indian, they will believe it and they will let him. You can go easily, but don't go with any white. No?
I tried one time, you say, many years ago.
Huh?
I went in, I was in, but I had my face down. I didn't know that you had to take your chapels off.
Oh.
Then they stopped me and they want to beat me with a stick.
Yeah. Anyhow, there was a hunter. He was pure-hearted devotee. Always he was used to chant Hare Krishna. But they were not allowing to enter temples. He left his food and everything, not taking water also. And he was doing hunger strike on the gate of Jagannath, Singh Darwaja, on the east side. And he was only dancing, remembering. And after that, he became, after two, three days, he became so weak. So he sat down there. And always, Patit Paman, Prabhu, Jagannath, Ha Jagannath. I have heard that you are so merciful, but you are not giving me darshan. They are all making some checking and all other things. Jagannath became so merciful. In the night, at 11, 12, he opened the main door of the temple and he came out alone without Baladev and Subhadra. And he passed through doors and he came just on the door Singhar Darwaja. And there he was sitting there. On the left side of the building.
Right side.
And when you go out, then left. He was sitting there. That man then was a salvation. He saw from there. And he became so happy and began to dance and sing. They opened the door of Jagannath. Where Jagannath is there or not to do arti at four, they saw that Jagannath is not there. They began to search, searching here and there. At last they came to the door, Singh Darwaza. And they saw that Jagannath is sitting here on here. What he is doing? They saw that Mohammedan devotee was chanting, remembering, singing and waiting. And Jagannath is also waiting. After that, he was satisfied, Mohammedan devotee, and he went away. And Jagannath was again recalled there. They took Jagannath in the temple. So how he was Patipa? Once, the king Pratap Rudra, the father of Pratap Rudra, he was so young. And he had at that time no marriage, about 24 years age. very beautiful and very young and very strong. Something of South India. He wanted to give his daughter in marriage to Purushottam Jana, to father of Prasadpur. They came and they thought that we will do, I will give my daughter to this young king, Rajkumar princess. But one day he wanted to see with his family whether he is so beautiful and all are agreed to give this daughter to him or not. So all with family he came. They heard that king is at Puri and this today's festival, Jagannath festival, was there. And that young king had a broom and he was brooming the way in which Jagannath will go, chariot will go. The broom was made of golden sticks and rose water and so many very sugandhit, fragrant water was given there. King himself, without royal dress, like a common person, and he was brooming there. That king who wanted to give his daughter to the prince, he saw that, I wanted to give my daughter to that princess, but he is not qualified. He is brooming, he is like a sweeper. I don't want to give my daughter to this sweeper. And he returned. And he cancelled that thing to marry. After some time, this young prince, what name? Purushottam Jana. He asked his counsels that king wanted to give his daughter to me in marriage, but now I am seeing no symptom that he will give. Why? They told that you are brooming the Jagannath festival day, and that is why he thought that you are like a sweeper, so he don't want to give to his daughter to any sweeper. Oh, this is the fact. Then I could invade him. And he collected all his soldiers, generals, and attacked to Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar is in the South India, where the king was. Very big battle was there, ferocious. But that king of Vidyanagar was worshipping Ganesh. Ganesh, you know? For food wala. Ganesh. So Ganesh came and began to fight with all. And he defeated all. That Jana, the friend Purushottam Jana, was defeated. And he returned empty hand. And he went to Jagannath. For you I was brooming, and I know that you will help me at all times. But I was defeated by him, that king. Ganesh came and defeated us. So it is a very shameful thing. Then, in world, all we know that Jagannath has no power. And his disciple or his devotee is not powerful. He is very powerless person. Insignificant. Then a son from the Jagannath temple came that said, again you should try. You have not called me before. You went direct. So I could not help. But now I will help you. You should again march with your old soldiers and generals. I will help you. Now he was very happy, and again he made arrangement of invading that place. He collected more soldiers and generals, and he quickly marched towards Vijayanagara, South India. When he marched, Jagannath on Balde. Jagannath was on a red horse, and Balade Prabhu ride on
white horse.
Balde was on white horse, and Krishna was on red horse. Very beautiful horses, very strong. And they were like 16 years age, both Krishna and Balde. One Shyam and other very golden color. They were going to have belief, to create belief that we are going for you, to fight for you. They wanted to make any lakshan, symptom, that king should know that we are going. So they were going ahead. About 2 miles there was difference. King was backward and he was in forward. In a village, a Gwalini was coming. Gwalini means
milkmaid.
Very old lady. Taking some cord in his paw. Krishna and Balde told mother, we want to take your cord because we are so much thirsty. It was the day of summer day. Can you give me? She told that I am old woman. I want some money to give this. I can save. If you have something, I can give you. He told that we have nothing, but our Lord King is coming. So you should tell that your two soldiers were going. One was blackish and other was golden color. They were riding on the horses. With their weapons, they are going. With their swords. How the king will
recognize
that you are their soldiers? They told, Krishna told her that I am giving a anguthi, a ring, that was of golden color, gold. And it was written on that gold, Jagannath. And it has been given by king himself some time before. The king and his wife gave this golden ring to Jagannath. And it was written, Jagannath, I am giving you this thing, and you should give the king. Then he will recognize that we are his soldiers. So you should give him. So what she has heard, they took both. And then pot was empty. They took all. And happily they went. After some time, 1 hour after, king with his all soldiers, lads and lads, he was there. The old woman was sucking, where is king, where is king? All told that king is there. Then she went to king and told that you two soldiers, very beautiful young, riding on horse they were going, and they asked for my butter and curd. I gave them, but I wanted some money for that. But they told that we have nothing. Our king is coming and he will pay. So he tells that you should pay for my car. He told that how can I know that they were my soldiers? My all soldiers are with me. Anyone has not gone there and forward. He told, yes, I have seen, I have given this. Have you any
proof?
Oh yes, I have proof. She took the thing, the ring, and gave it to king. Jagannath, that king saw, oh, it is written, this is the same ring, golden, that I have given to Jagannath. Then, oh, you know the names of them? Yes, they told their names. What name? They told that my name, black was telling that my name is Krishna Jagannath, and he was telling that my name is Baladev. Oh, they became very inspired. And he has a strong belief that Krishna and Baladev are going for fighting me, and now I will conquer and defeat that king. He went, and Ganesh came. Krishna and Baladev defeated Ganesh, and they banded him. And they told that he is Bhanda Ganesh. Bhanda Ganesh means? And they took from there. King was defeated there. And he fled away from there. This young king, prince, he took that girl. She was present. And all his counselors were present, and a very beautiful deity of Radha Kanta was taken from there, and that Radha Kanta deity is still in Puri, in Radha Kanta Ma, in Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live. Shakti Gopal from there he took, and Mayur Singhasan, so many things he took, and he came. He told that I will marry this girl to my sweeper. He decided that. Raya Ramananda and all others were worried for this. That king has promised that he will marry this, that girl of Vidyanagar with his sweeper. He was ready to be. But they told that, wait a little. You can marry her with your sweeper, but wait a little. In the meantime, again this came Rath Yatra. And he was brooming in the front of Jagannath Rath. Raya Ramananda, Pratapurusam, and Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all others, their council, told that girl that go at once to king and tell that I will marry only this sweeper, not any other. The girl can, the princess can. And told that I will only marry with this sweeper, not any other sweeper. All the counselors of king came and the wife, yes, very good. We agree to this. We want that this very sweeper should marry this girl. At last, he was bound to marry this girl. From that girl, he married, and Pratap Rudra King, the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is so patipavana. He is very bhakta-vatsala. Who is he? Now, we should come to our point. In Saptayuga, in ancient time, there was a king named Indradyumna. He was of middle India, like Ujjain, where Krishna used to go to learn from Swamidini. He was a very powerful king. Some devotees came from Nilachal and Nilmadhav. Nilmadhav was in the east coast of India. on Indian Ocean. Their deity was so beautiful, four-handed. Krishna four-handed there. So he was called Nilmadhav. They appreciated and glorified that Nilmadhav. Anyone who will go there and take darshan of that deity, they will be four-handed and give it of this body, four-handed they will go to Vaikuntha. Not only this, if anyone think in his mind, sankalpa karega,
makes a vow,
and promise that tomorrow I will go there to see Nilmadhav. But anyhow he was dead. Still, as he has vow to see Nilmadhav, he will be four-handed and go to Vaikunth and never to return safer. So the glory was of Nilmadhav. King heard this and decided that I should go to take darshan of Nilmadhav. But the devotees who told this, they went further without telling anything. They could not told king that where and in what way you will have to go and where the place is. Now he becomes so worried. He wanted to discover the state where Nilmadhav was there and the way by which we will have to go. He selected four persons, very electable. And they were so much qualified and learned. He sent one in each direction. Some went in north, some went in south, some went in west, and one went to east. The king told that you should return in 4 months and give me account. That fair is. If it is not found, still you should return to me and report me. And if anyone will discover Nilmadhav, then I will give half my kingdom to you. All that so enthusiastic. And they went to search, where is Nilmadhav, where is the way. After 4 months, three returned from west, north, and south. They could not find trace any. But who went in the east, he was the son of his priest, very young, very beautiful. And he was very somewhat intelligent. He wanted to discover. He went on the Indian Ocean in the east of India. In evening one day, he was traveling. It was coming night. He wanted to stay in any house. So he was asking anyone that I want to stay here for one this night and in morning I will go away. They told that a very prominent person of the villagers, learned also, and also very dayalu, merciful, and he wants to help all. You can go there. He went there, but he saw that that person was not present there in home. Only a beautiful girl of that person was there. His age was about 16 or 17. Very young, very beautiful. He told that, where is that person? She told that he is my father, but he has gone to worship his deity and he has not returned yet. Very soon he will come, in an hour or two. And told that when you have come to my house, I am cooking making ready, and you can be here. My father will also come. You can stay in my home. Anyhow, he stayed. The girl cooked and offered to deities. And after that, in the meantime, his father came. A very beautiful smell was coming, fragrant. He stayed for night there, and he thought that so much fragrance is coming, and this is very good devotee. I should ask him that where he goes and where he, to whom he worships. He wanted to stay, but he could not do it. But he was there. Anyhow, he was there. For so long time he was there. And he was discovering and searching here and there. The girl was so much attached to this boy. She meant to marry him. She told her father, "Father, I want to marry this young person. He is so beautiful and he has so many qualities." His father told to that person, "Are you agree to marry my daughter?" He said, "Yes, I can marry." But he was married before. He agreed. Marriage was done. After that, one day he told to his wife, "My dear, I have come to such a deity, Neel Madhav. You should tell your father that he should speak me that where he is going to worship deity and what is the name of his that deity." One day he sat in the lap of his father. "Father, father," like this, "father, father, I want something." "What you want?" "You should tell me where you used to go to worship and what that deity is and what is the glory of that deity." "Oh, I cannot tell. I promised. If I will tell anyone, that deity will vanish. He will go away. So I cannot tell you." "Oh, then I will take poison. I will die." "Oh, you will die? Why you are telling so?" "Because your son, my husband, wants to know. Otherwise he and myself both will take poison and die in front of your eyes." It was a very big problem. What to do? At last he told that, "Oh, there is one sarpa. There is a condition. If he wants to go there, he can go, but I will bind his eyes by black cloth, very tightly. And he can go on bullock cart. And after that, it is on the hill, I will take his hand and I will take him there. And again, I will bind and then return. He can go and see one day." That boy was also agreed to this point. "Yes, you can tie my eyes, but I want to go." Girl was so intelligent. She told that, "I am getting the seeds of sarso, mustard seeds. And it was winter term. That was rainy season. His eyes was very tightly
covered.
And he sat on the bullock cart. And he took so much that sarso seed. And he was felling one. Whole way. When he reached that place, he took that black cloth from his eyes. And he saw that all beautiful, beautiful. And his name was Neel Madhav. 400 deities. He was so much charmed. The father told him that wait a little, I am coming just now. Some picking flowers and other things. And I will do archan, and after that we will proceed to our home. He went to pick some flowers here and there, and to make chandan and other things. In the meantime, he went outside of the temple and saw that there is a pond, very beautiful pond. Lotus were there. There was a tree on the bank of that pond. A crow was sitting on the branch of that tree. That branch was on the water. What?
Hanging off the water.
Hanging off the water. And crow was sleeping. He saw that the crow was sleeping. Anyhow, he fell on the water and he died. At once his soul came in four-handed. Very beautiful, glorious. And he was now, Garuda came and he sat down on Garuda, the back of Garuda. Garuda, you know? Garuda. And he flew to Vaikunth. Oh, very quickly. No practice, nothing he did. He was a crow, taking flesh and all other things, very impure, and even he fell down on that pond, and he became four-handed, and he went to Vaikunth. So I should go on the tree, and I will jump from there, and I will go to Vaikunth. He was ready to climb up on the tree. Half he had climbed. In the meantime, that his father-in-law came. Oh, where you are going? Where? Come on, come on, come on, come on. He told that I saw this fact, that a crow even in this place became 400 and went. He was falling down on this pond. So I wanted to climb on the tree and to jump in that pond so that I will be like 400 Vishnu associates and I will go to bed. Oh, come on, come on. And also a sky. What? Akashvani.
A voice from
the sky. A voice from Esquire camp. That you will have to be live more. And there are so many things to be done. So don't die. Come on, come on. Shivan came and he saw the worship of that Nil Madhav and he was over happy. Became so happy. After that he blinded his eyes with black cloth and he sat on the blockade. They again returned after 7 and 6 hours driving on crooked here and there. They came to their home. He waited there for some time and he told his wife, "Very soon I am coming. Don't be worried." And telling he went to the kingdom of Indradyumna Maharaj. And he was very much happy. He told the king, "I have discovered Nil Madhav. You should try to come with me." He became so happy and he took his whole family, son, daughter, wife, and counselors, and so much wealth from there. And his all soldiers and generals he took, and he proceeded for Nil Madhav. In 6 months with them, he reached there. At that time, when he reached on the bank of sea, Indian Ocean, and that place, he saw that there was no village. There was no hill, that hill. No, that Nil Madhav. Always covered with sand. So hard. So hard. Like Chatak Parbat, any devotees has gone to Puridek may have seen Chatak Parbat. Very high, like mountains. He could not discover that where was Nilbadho and where that village was. He searched here and there but never found. King became disappeared. Disappointed. He came to the sea and he took off his clothes. Stepping to the sea, he began to hunger strike. I will die. Oh, Nilmadha, if you will not give darshan. I am so bogus person. I am what? Aparadhi.
Offender.
That is why you are hidden anywhere. So I will die here. A sound from a sky came. King, don't do like this. I will never give you darshan in the shape of Nilmadha. But I will give darshan in three parts, four parts. In Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakrasu darshan in four. Don't be disappointed. Brahma will come and he will help you. After some time, Brahma came. Oh, come with me. I will make darshan of Nilmadha. Come on with me. And he took his hand. And at once, in a moment he went to Brahmalok and after Vaikunth Lok. In this Brahmalok, Hari Lok. And he saw that, oh, Nilmadha, four-handed, talking and giving darshan to all. Then came praising. I am praying you. Please come to this world and give your darshan. I have come from here, there. He told that, don't be worried. I am coming in a shape of tree trunk. Trunk, you know? Trunk. It will be ready. And that is sign of chakra. And it will be ready. So hard. From then, you should make three deities. Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev and Chakra. And you should establish me there in Puri. Then he disappeared. And when with Brahma he returned to this world, he saw that world is changed. Totally changed. But Jagannath was not that land, Nilachal. Was like same, and the inhabitants of that place were also not changed, but whole world was changed. Because it took so much time, it went on Chaturyugi or what thing. Then he came there, and he began to do austerity. One day he saw that a very big trunk was coming in the sea, on the west of sea. He wanted, and he tired so much, tried to bring it out. But it was so heavy that it could not. So many elephants came. They wanted to take it out of water on the bank. But they also fell. Then he brought her wife. And king was there and began to pray, oh Lord, Yusuf, come easily. Telling this, when they touched it, at once came on the bank. And when now his temple, they took it there. They made a very big tent. King announced that anyone who can make three four devotees and deities, I will give so much affluence to them and wealth to them. So, from all corners of Odisha, so big artists came to make that is from that wood. But it was so hard, more than iron, anyone could not do. King was worried. At last, one day an old man came, He was so beautiful in old age yet. He told that, "And Brahmin, I know how to make this. So I can." He told that, "Yes, you can, you should." He told that, "I want 21 days and make a big room and keep this trunk there. Don't close the door.
Open
the door. It will be closed. And I will go inside with my instrument. And don't open the door till 21 days." He entered and the door was closed. 7 days went. King was thinking that, "Oh, he may die, he has not taken anything. And there is no sound that he is making anything." Queen was more worried for that. She told that to open the door.